darkening skies place a God-scheduled event on display in the heavens. Is this eclipse a call to judgment? This Passover season includes a precursor where the sun, moon, and stars will mark a sacred time and a grand display of God's everlasting love. Now, with today's special program, here's Dr. Rod Parsley.
Hey, everybody, what a great, great joy it always is, day after day, right here for over 40 years, to welcome you to your breakthrough. Now, listen, we are right now only days, minutes, hours away from a God-orchestrated, God-ordained event scheduled millennia ago on God's celestial calendar, a sign in the sky. It's precisely programmed, it's divinely pinpointed to America. My good friend is going to share with you today an event that is upon us just in the next few days that has not occurred since 1776. He's going to tie it all together for you. You want to get a pen, you want to get your phone out and go to the notes and get as much of it as you can. This is one of the most startling prophetic revelations you will ever hear. Pastor Troy Brewer is with me, and I'm so glad he is. Listen, he is a tireless student of God's word. And he's got the missionary drive and zeal of my pastor and mentor, Dr. Lester Sumrall, and I have never said that about any other person. That's how much he means to me. That's really saying something. He's the senior pastor at the Great Open Door Church just outside Fort Worth, Texas, and I am blessed beyond measure to welcome you to Breakthrough, Pastor Troy.
Thank you, Pastor Rod.
I had to chase you all over the globe to chase you down.
You caught me.
I caught you, barely though, because wherever you are in the world, freeing those trapped in sex trafficking, you have stories I've never heard from anybody else, where from infancy all the way through adulthood, you're with these precious people. Some of them are doctors and attorneys and work with NASA and everything else in the world. It's so special. All right, Pastor Troy, we are set. Okay. The stage is set. Mm-hmm. And I know you're ready to take us prophetically into what God is saying.
Here's what he's saying, Pastor Rod. Jesus is coming back soon.
Boy, that's the truth.
The rapture is imminent. The glorious and imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, we all get a front row seat. And the heavens are declaring the glory of God. Now, we know that God set up the sun and the moon and the stars. And according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, Pastor Rod, he placed them in the firmament. Mm-hmm. And it says, for signs, seasons, days, and years. So the sun is supposed to be for a sign. You know, he didn't just do it for light. He had light on the first day.
Yeah, I heard you say that, and that blew me away.
I love that.
He didn't do it for light. Mm-mm. He already had light. Yeah. He did it for a sign.
That's right. He did it for a sign. You know, he had light on the first, second, third day. Then when God, in all of his wisdom, created the material universe on the fourth day, he did so understanding that from our perspective, these would be signs and seasons. Now, the word season actually is moedim, mm-hmm. and I know that you know that moedim means a prophetic appointment.
Right.
So the sun and the moon and stars tells us signs or prophetic declarations, and then it also tells us how to position ourselves. Now, this is very important going into this time.
Yeah.
So here, you know, at the time of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, here in the United States of America, 7 days before that on Purim, there is a lunar eclipse.
Yeah.
And then 7 days after that, there is a solar eclipse. Are you kidding me?
Come on, Jesus.
Now, this next eclipse also falls at nightfall on April the 8th, begins the first of Nisan, which is Passover.
Yes.
Like, are you kidding me? This is happening on Passover. So before I tell you exactly what the message is, let me tell you that the world understands that there's a message in this. The National Guard is being called out all across the United States.
Hear this now. Listen closely.
This has never happened before with a celestial eclipse. No. Like, why would the National Guard be called out? Why are people emptying the shelves? What is this? Because they know that there is a foreboding warning of repentance that is in this.
That's it.
Now, just because God is speaking doesn't mean that you know it. But in this case, people are knowing it, but they don't know what it means. Okay. And so it's up to you and I to be really good at giving people hope, Pastor Rob.
That's why you're here.
Well, let me give you some hope.
Okay.
All right, 7 years ago, there was an incredible eclipse that was called the Great American Eclipse. Okay. And the thing that made it the Great American Eclipse is it only touched the United States of America.
Look at that.
It entered in Salem, Oregon, and it exited at Charlotte, Charleston, uh-huh. but it also exited at Fort Sumter, which happens to be where the Civil War began. Now, this entire celestial event was 1 hour and 33 minutes from the second it touched that piece of land and it exited this piece of land.
Yep.
And the swath of totalitary shadow was only 70 to 90 miles wide, depending upon which part of the country it was. And while it went across, Pastor, it went across seven cities called Salem.
Say that again. Write this down.
Seven cities called Salem. Seven of them. That's exactly right. And this was in 2017.
Yeah.
And beginning at Salem, Oregon, which was the first city it actually touched, that tiny shadow went across 70 cities called Salem. So what is that the promise of? I believe that it's the promise of 7 years of peace.
Okay.
Now, look, we know the template for this. Brother Joseph and him in his amazing interpretation of the dream was that there would be 7 years of peace and then 7 years of famine or 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. And so 7 years later, after this event takes place, there is another eclipse. And this one begins on April the 8th.
Yep.
And I see this.
7 years.
7 years. And it starts right here at Eagle Pass, Texas.
Which is in the news
every day. Eagle Pass, Texas is in the news. We'll talk about that. It goes right across my ranch in Glen Rose, Texas.
And it's a beautiful ranch, I might add. And they have, what do you do? You don't steam them.
Oh, no, we smoke them.
Smoke crab legs.
That's true.
And they're as big as your arm. I wish you could go, but you can't. Go ahead.
So as it passes throughout the United States of America, it actually passes over, are you ready for this, seven cities called Nineveh.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
7 years ago, seven cities called Salem.
Yes, sir.
Now, 7 years later, on the 8th of April.
Which is Passover.
Seven cities called Nineveh.
Nineveh, Texas. Nineveh, Missouri. Nineveh, Indiana. Nineveh, Ohio. Nineveh, Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Nineveh, Virginia. Nineveh, New York. Nineveh, New York. Now, the call here at Nineveh, New York from Nineveh, Texas, like what could that be? It's a call of repentance.
Okay.
Now, this is all about the sign of Jonah.
Okay.
Now, we tend to think with our Western mind and with our incredible revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ that the sign of Jonah is the resurrection of Jesus. And of course it is. That is a great layer of revelation.
Sure.
But at the time that Jesus said, no additional sign shall be given to you except for that of Jonah the prophet, those people knew what it meant, and it meant that the sun would go dark.
I have never heard this in my life. And I'd say then chances are pretty good you haven't either. So keep going, Pastor.
Well, I have to tell you this because this is a really big deal to me, because when I began to do all the study on this, I began to study that there was an eclipse that happened in 763 BC.
Oh my.
And this is called the Great Assyrian Eclipse.
Oh,
and
my.
It went right over Nineveh. It went directly over Nineveh. This is actually a NASA shot of it, okay? And so it goes directly over Nineveh right here.
Yeah.
And that was the day, the first of Elul.
Yes.
Which is when you say you got 40 days, because right. 40 days, the Elul is the month of repentance.
Yes.
And then 40 days after that is Judgment Day,
yes.
or the Day of Atonement, or Yom Kippur.
Yep.
So Jonah the prophet comes walking into downtown Nineveh on the first of Elul, and the sign of Jonah the prophet came with him, and he said, you've got 40 days until the day of, you're
wow.
done. So they understood that, and then of course.
So he comes in,
right.
and there's a solar eclipse,
that's
and
correct.
Everything goes dark.
That's exactly right.
That everything got their attention.
Dark. It also got their attention when Jesus was hanging on the cross,
yeah.
and the sun went dark.
Yeah.
So that was what he said, was you're not gonna get any additional sign except for that of Jonah the prophet.
Wow.
So now here, these two things cross over in a place that is actually called Little Egypt.
Stop.
I'm not making that
you
up.
You have to stop.
This place right here, beginning at Cairo, right?
Okay.
There's a Cairo right there. This whole area
yeah.
of the nation is called Little Egypt. And do you know what? Do you know what's right here? And for, let me just say this. The message is this. America, repent.
Yes.
America, turn to the Lord.
Yes.
We just recently saw a terrible event. You know, the bridge fell, the Key
right.
Bridge. Here
right.
in the year, the open door, the Key Bridge
right.
falls. National anthem.
Francis Scott Key.
That's exactly right. And here's what happened. The reason why it collapsed is because the ship was no longer piloted and the power went out.
Right.
Okay, that is a picture of the United States
my
saying,
great God.
Why are you not being piloted anymore? Where is your pilot?
Right.
We are the only nation in the world that advertises that we are one nation under God.
Right.
The threat of this event is that our nation would be split. It ended at where the Civil War began.
Yeah.
And the next one begins where the last Confederate flag was buried, which is Eagle Pass.
Eagle Pass.
So it begins, it ends, the first one ends where the Civil War began. The second one begins where the Civil War ended. And I want to just tell you this, the Lord doesn't want to see our nation split apart.
No.
He loves this nation.
Yes.
But he's saying, repent.
Right.
It's the message of Nineveh.
Right.
So he's saying seven Ninevehs. You cannot get away from
it. And we have to get away from the overarching negativity surrounding the word repent.
That's so right.
It's the goodness
it's the,
of
that's
God.
Right.
This is all about God saying
right.
to us, hey, come on, turn around.
That's right.
There's an opportunity.
Come out of the burning building and into a safe place.
Yeah, we're not afraid of
that's
this.
Right. That's right.
We're hearing God say, turn to me.
Okay. I need to, listen, brother, you have to hear this. I know
okay.
we only have about 2 minutes
no,
left.
We're good.
Right here, well, let me talk about Eagle Pass, Texas.
Okay.
So as it enters in here to Eagle Pass, Texas, you know, whenever Jesus is talking about his glorious and imminent return and the rapture of the church, he says, where will we gather? And he says, where the eagles
stop,
gather.
Stop.
That's Eagle Pass, Texas. Do you know what is right here? It's the only city in the nation. It may be the only city in the world that I can find is Rapture, Indiana, where the two cross.
I want to live there.
I do too. That's a whole
living rapture in Indiana.
It's craziness. There's also a city called Alpha and also a city called Omega that's within that circle right there, that tiny place. So what is this saying? It's a word to the church. Get ready, because Jesus is coming back soon. The rapture of the church is going to happen. But it's also a word to America saying, repent.
Yeah.
Pastor, we have to be really good at giving people hope and teaching people the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
And saying there's no other boat afloat outside of the Lord Jesus Christ.
No.
This event screams this. The heavens declare the timing of it, which, by the way, you know when this took place, this one in 2017 on the Hebrew calendar? The first of Elul, which was exactly the day that Jonah walked in and there was an eclipse. So, and when does this one happen? On Passover.
Right.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
So,
but let me just tell you, it takes a scholar, a man anointed of God prophetically. Now listen, I'm for everybody, but you probably already know your address and you probably already know your name. What pastor is pointing out to us is the very voice of God, the signature of God, right?
Sure.
The signature of God in the heavens speaking to us up to the minute. And you don't want to miss 1 minute of what we've got coming up next right here on Your Breakthrough. Still so much prophetic revelation to come. Today's breakthrough is like none I've ever experienced. It's a very, very special ministry offer coming your way. Here's how you can partner with us to redeem the time, to rescue a generation, to restore a nation, to revitalize our civilization. We can do it together. Here's how.
Monday's solar eclipse is far more than a random event. It's a God-scheduled event where God speaks to the nations. Another prophetic sign like this won't occur for another 21 years. With end-time prophetic events bursting onto the scene, will the rapture of the church come before then? You must equip yourself and your family with the full details concerning the signs in the sky. Help reach America with the gospel with a gift of $70 or more, and we'll rush you powerful and prophetic on-time revelation. First, Dr. Parsley's acclaimed book, Divine Encounter. Embark on an end-time journey into the deep spiritual meanings of the solar eclipse, the red blood moons, and more. You'll also receive the new call to turn away from every false god in the exciting book, Idolatry in America. You'll also receive Dr. Parsley's brand new message, Signs in the Sky. Plus, a look into the timetable of when the final trumpet will sound and the church is called away in the message, I Know When Jesus Is Coming Back. Call with your best gift of $70 or more, or click on rodparsley.com. For a generous gift of any size, you'll receive Dr. Parsley's new message and an insightful new chart, America's Last Warning. It's time to listen closely to the message above us before it's too late.
I am absolutely having the prophetic time of my life on Your Breakthrough today. My very, very special guest, Pastor Troy Brewer, is walking us through
It's a lot of fun.
The sign of Jonah.
Yes, sir.
That's about to really show off on the 8th of April.
Now, Pastor, I want to, let's just talk about the event and the date of it, April the 8th, okay? Do you know, if we look at that numbers-wise, that is 4-8.
Okay.
Do you know what Exodus 4-8 says?
I believe you're going to tell us.
I'm going to tell you, brother. It's when God Almighty tells Moses, if they will not believe you for the first sign, they will believe you for the second sign. And the second sign of Jonah, the prophet, happens on 4-8. That is actually Exodus 4-8. Now, what are the odds of that? It's not coincidence.
No.
It's strategic.
Yes.
It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out the matter.
Wow.
And these are the days of looking up. These are the days of being watchful.
Yeah.
Do you know, brother, that the term be watchful, the command to be watchful, is found in the New Testament 24 times. Well, what year is this? It's the year 2024. And then the actual word is repent. The command to repent is in the New Testament 24 times. Yes, sir. 24 times.
No, you missed it, right? You're going to have to just record this broadcast and listen to it over and over again. Come on. Come on, Pastor.
It's so good. It's so good.
God is so good to us.
He is good to
us. Makes it so clear.
You know, this is not a time where we can afford to wander around. Amen. You know, the Bible in the book of Jude describes wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever.
Wow.
Wandering stars.
Wonder.
We're not wandering stars.
No.
Amen.
No.
We're not that at all. We are fixed in the constellations of heaven. We are part of the host of heaven.
Right.
And we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and we are part of a very specific word, and we have our marching orders. Our marching orders for this looks like this. You know, the church could live without America, but America cannot live without the church.
Say that, Pastor.
The church can live without America, but America cannot live without the church. And friends, we have to be the hands and the feet of King Jesus. We have to be the voice of the Lord. We have to be passionate about the things of the Lord. Yeah. We have to be in full demonstration of His Spirit and of power. And our word cannot change in the midst of the day that we live in.
True.
And we have to say, repent.
True.
This is incumbent upon us as the heavens are declaring this. Now, again, Jesus declared there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars.
Right.
And brother, whenever God likes to speak a word through the sun, He's always speaking to the nations.
Okay.
When God speaks a word through the moon, He's speaking to His covenant people.
Okay.
Which is either Israel or, of course, it's His body.
Right.
It's His bride.
Right.
And when God is speaking through the stars, He is declaring a word to His children of inheritance.
Oh, my.
So, Abraham, let me take you outside and talk to you about your children of inheritance. I have to show you the stars,
wow.
Right? So this is a national word.
Yeah.
And we, as the body of Jesus,
Man,
we need to pray for our nation, and we need
every
to repent.
Day. Every day.
And we have to have the word of repentance.
Yes.
And the word of repentance is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's it.
It's the hope that we have.
Yes. Jesus loves you. Mm. Not the person in front of you, not your pastor. The key is, do you really believe that Jesus loves you? Not the person that sits next to you, in front of you at church, not even the church, that He loves you. Not only does He love you, greater love has no man than he would lay down his life for a friend. Jesus died for you. And then what we're celebrating, Jesus rose from the dead for you. Horizon, on the other side of the horizon, He's been there before you. And then He can change your life. Do you know how I know? He changed mine. And I've seen Him change millions.
Yes, sir.
Here's what you must absolutely know. What God is speaking to us in this sign of Jonah is exactly what Pastor just shared with you. Repent. And I've got some wonderful, wonderful things. You know, there are not many broadcasts, Pastor, I'm sorry to say, that give people the gospel, right? That give people an opportunity to repent. Mm. And that number is on your screen for exactly that purpose. And it's there 24 hours a day. I would say 365 days a year, but this year it's 366 days because it's a double. It's a double Adar this year. Here we are. I've got some ministry gifts that I know you're going to want to have. Let me just share them with you. For your gift of any size at all, we're going to send you America's Last Warning, the entire graph of many of the things that Pastor Troy shared with us today. And then you can study from them and share them with your friends. That's for your gift of any size at all. And then also you will receive Signs in the Sky. I had an opportunity to teach on this exact message, what's going on with the total eclipse and its ramifications thereafter, which are very important. So both of those for your love gift of any size. When you sow $70 to help us reach a world with the love of Jesus Christ, I'm going to send you I Know When Jesus Is Coming Again. Now go ahead and write me a letter and wear your crayon out. You'll understand it when you hear and watch the message, CD and DVD. Also, the book that really stirred things up, Divine Encounter, Celebrating God's Calendar, Celestial Clues, and the Culmination of All Creation. You want to get your hands on that revelation. And because this is the time of repentance, fresh off from the folks at Creation House, Idolatry in America. I take you straight through the 10 major idols in America today and how you can be free from them. And I'm going to tell you this. What you'll find out in this book is that many of you are bound. You're going to be set free, but you didn't even know you were bound. They're so insidious, the way they come into our lives, but God shines his spotlight on them and helps us be cleansed from them. Idolatry in America. It'll be a blessing to you. All that for your love gift of $70 or more. Be as generous as you can. You know we believe God for a soul with every dollar across America, around the world, all across Africa, in native languages, in Israel, in Hebrew. Are you with me? All over Russia, Ukraine, in Russian. So help us stay there. Go to your phone, do it right now. You'll be so glad you did.
Monday's solar eclipse is far more than a random event. It's a God-scheduled event where God speaks to the nations. Another prophetic sign like this won't occur for another 21 years. With end-time prophetic events bursting onto the scene, will the rapture of the church come before then? You must equip yourself and your family with the full details concerning the signs in the sky. Help reach America with the gospel with a gift of $70 or more, and we'll rush you powerful and prophetic on-time revelation. First, Dr. Parsley's acclaimed book, Divine Encounter. Embark on an end-time journey into the deep spiritual meanings of the solar eclipse, the red blood moons, and more. You'll also receive the new call to turn away from every false god in the exciting book, Idolatry in America. You'll also receive Dr. Parsley's brand new message, Signs in the Sky. Plus, a look into the timetable of when the final trumpet will sound and the church is called away in the message, I Know When Jesus Is Coming Back. Call with your best gift of $70 or more, or click on rodparsley.com. For a generous gift of any size, you'll receive Dr. Parsley's new message and an insightful new chart, America's Last Warning. It's time to listen closely to the message above us before it's too late.
Pastor Troy, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, sir.
And I know you just scratched it.
I did.
So what you have to promise me right in front of all these millions of people is that you will come back.
Okay, I promise you, okay. I will come back.
All right, we're going to have him back. Tell all your friends to go to his website. How is it, Pastor, your website?
Yeah, it's troybrewer.com.
Troybrewer.com. You will be so glad you did. Don't miss a single broadcast of Breakthrough because you just heard him agree to come back, and I think it's going to be sooner than you think. So make sure you're watching the skies, the signs in the skies for me. He's got me so stirred up, I've got my tongue tied around my eye tooth. I love you so much. May this revelation change your life forever. As God is speaking his word to us from the heavens. I'll see you next time right here. It's always been, will always be your breakthrough.